South Africa's accountancy profession could help initiate long-term global corporate climate change projects. This is according to Wits School of Accountancy Professor Kurt Satterius. The 73-year-old professor and his son Ben plan to initiate a long-term climate change project and paddle 1,100 kilometers down the Rio Madeira, which is the southern tributary of the Amazon River. Now, to tell us more, the good professor joins us on the line from the UK. Professor, very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you.
Well, I suppose many people are wondering that this is one category of professionals, accountants, that you wouldn't normally associate with climate change.
Yes, no, I think people don't really see accountants outside the sort of their corporate setup, you know. But if one analyzes it carefully, the accounting profession has set itself up almost as a captain of industry, and they have sort of quite a wide range of societal duties. And one of these duties that is focused on is what is called corporate social responsibility. So the accounting profession has an enormous power to influence this corporate social responsibility. And it's from this aspect that you can sort of start thinking about issues like climate change. And this particular project was almost designed that it perfectly integrates with the accounting profession. The accounting profession sort of aims, long-term aims, to promote corporate social responsibility and, of course, climate change. So climate change was an issue that I think is a number one global concern. People might not see it in terms of accountancy, but in actual fact, corporate risk and things like that could be very much affected by climate change going forward into the future. So there's every reason why climate change and accountancy should be integrated.
So 50 years ago, you paddled down the Rio Madeira, and now you want to do it again at the age of 73 with your son. What do you remember of that first experience 50 years ago?
Oh, gosh, it was horrific. we really were complete idiots at the time. You know, I just remember one unending horror of mosquitoes. So the mosquitoes going down that river is probably the worst aspect of the trip, and the reason for that is that there are some of these rivers that feed into the Amazon, the main Amazon River, that have more or less nutrients, and this particular river comes out of the Andes Mountains and it's very rich in nutrients, and because of this there's a huge amount of wildlife, including mosquitoes. So I just remember long hours, hot, and it wasn't really nice. And the best thing about the trip was when we finished. And to be quite honest with you, it's probably going to be pretty much the same now. So, as you say, 50 years ago, I'm not sure I'm not quite sure if a 73-year-old man's going to end up terribly happy. But
how do you prepare for something like this? 1,100 kilometers down the southern tributary of the Amazon. How long will it take you? How long do you need to prepare? What kind of preparation?
I think the main, to be honest with you, it's a very the Rio Madeira is in terms of water volume, it's bigger than the Congo or the Nile, and it's just like a massive lake that flows northwards towards the Amazon River. So the paddling going down that river is technically very easy, and it's actually not too difficult. So in terms of preparation, it's probably mainly sort of to get yourself a bit sort of mentally prepared, because although the days are very difficult with the paddling, you gradually get fit in the first 10 days. You obviously get you go through a bit of pain, but after 10 days you start sort of loosening up. But we have to do 70 k's a day. The big problem on the Rio Madeira is at sunset. So we've literally got to try and do 70 k's a day. But the big problem is at sunset. The rivers often there's no place to stop. It's just a dense jungle that sort of crowds the banks, and in some spots the banks are nearly 40 feet high. So you almost find yourself at sunset with nowhere to go. The nights are really what is difficult, and we've got to be quite careful of knowing sort of more or less where we stop. So there's a young guy coming with me from our school. His name's Wayne Van Sale. He's an associate professor. He's a gadget freak. So I'm going to ask him, please, Wayne, just check all the potential sort of GPS spots on Google Earth, so that we almost sort of know within 5 or 10 k's where it is possible to stop.
Yeah.
Having said that, then the nights have got to be set up very quick, because you've got to be in your hammock, you know, around about top of 5, 6, because there's just millions of mosquitoes.
Is it dangerous, Prof?
It's not dangerous. It's not dangerous in the sense of wildlife. Probably, the humans are the most dangerous things. There have been incidents of pirates along that river. So we'll just have to sort of keep our eyes open. But in terms of wildlife, no. There's snakes and all this kind of thing. But mostly when you get up onto the bank and you start hacking out a camping spot, most of the dangerous animals on that keep their distance, you know. Yeah. And in fact, they're not really going to attack humans. It's not like the African bush, shall I say.
Finally then, okay, so you're going to paddle 1,100 kilometers down the Rio Madeira, that's the southern tributary of the Amazon River, to raise awareness around, climate change. People will probably follow this with some degree of interest, but do you think it actually makes a difference when it comes to, the whole project of climate change?
Well, this is the big job. Is this little trip of ours is just sort of a glamour tag. It's actually almost a periphery issue, because we're going to try and compare the sort of deforest. We're going to try and have a look and see what's happened in 50 years to that forest there. But the real issue now is we are trying to encourage the accountancy profession, and we've been in constant contact with our local branch of, or at least the head office of the Chartered Accountants, SAICA, here in South Africa. And people like them have got tremendous power to persuade their members. And this is a long-term thing, because climate change and climate change reporting is what we're really trying to promote. And this is a very long-term project. So over the next few years, the real job is going to continuously to try and promote climate change in corporate reports, where it goes beyond sort of a compliancy type of reporting to sort of almost outlining a proactive stance of what each and every company is doing about climate change in a sort of proactive manner.
Yeah.
So that's the big job, and this trip is just something that's is tagged alongside it.
It's interesting indeed. We wish you all the best, Prof.
Sorry?
I say it's a very interesting initiative. We wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.